Unity. After seeing a post on a community Facebook page asking about the legalities and logistics of people operating golf carts within town limits, it was learned that a resolution was passed at SUMA promoting more freedom for municipalities to allow golf carts to be used on roadways. The resolution is intended to give municipalities the power to choose whether residents within their communities can drive golf carts in their jurisdiction. Towns want the ability to create rules around the carts according to what will be most acceptable to their residents. SGI's Tyler McMurchie told the Unity Wilkie Press Herald and SASKTODAY.ca, golf carts are currently allowed on municipal roads under very limited circumstances. Municipalities have to pass a bylaw allowing it. Bylaws need to comply with best practices and must be approved by SGI before they're deemed in force. A golf cart bylaw isn't required if a municipality chooses not to allow golf carts on public roads. McMurchie says bylaws will only be approved if specific conditions are met. Golf carts can be used for transport only to and from a golf course, and drivers must access the golf course using the most direct route. All drivers must carry a minimum of a valid Class 7 driver's license. Owners must carry a minimum of $200,000 in third-party liability insurance. Golf carts are driven during the day only. More info about the current rules is on this webpage https://sgi.sk.ca/recreational-vehicles. What's happening now is SGI is looking at expanding use of golf carts, subject to some safety requirements, McMurchie adds. This is in response to requests from municipal stakeholders, primarily smaller communities and resort villages. SGI's goal is to strike a balance between safety and the ability for residents to use this smaller, less expensive, quieter and lower emission alternative form of transportation. As for a pilot project, SGI has just begun development, and there will be more details on this at a later date. It's safe to say the revised policy would look at things like where they can be driven, what type of road, who can drive them, when they can be driven, maximum speed, other safety considerations. This was brought up briefly at our April 25 meeting, says Unity Mayor Sharon Delfrari. There is interest at the council table to investigate this further. We reached out to the communities of Luseland, Caribert and Wilkie but have not heard back from them as of press time.